Hi, I'm Joe Wendelhovich, avid people pleaser and aspiring mediator. I had an idea for a show where I resolve real disputes from people of all walks of life. This is Fair Deal, an improvised mediation podcast. Okay, looks like everybody's in now. I just want to go around and take a quick attendance. Everyone say their name. I'm Joe, your lead mediator. Max, could you say hi?
Hi, Max, second in command, learning from my mentor over here. Very excited to continue learning.
Okay, thank you, Max. And Sheila, could you say hello?
Hi, I'm Sheila, and I'm present because you asked me to be present. So I put a hold on a lot of other things. I was supposed to cook a pot roast today.
It sounds like you're very busy. Thank you for making time for us.
Thank you for your sacrifice.
Yeah, thank you. Scott, hi.
Hi, I'm Scott. I'm also here. And I'm also very present, and I'm just glad to be here. I do not have a pot roast to cook today, so I'm just glad that after today, this is going to be settled and over.
We hope so. We hope so. That's the goal. That's Max and I's goal today. So just to full disclosure, so everybody is aware, Max and I did meet with each of you individually before this meeting just to get to know you a little bit better. And hear your sides of the story. So we're not coming into this completely fresh. We have a little bit of background knowledge. So real quick, I'll just go over the rules for today. Rule number one, we ask for everybody to be completely honest and 100% truthful. Rule number two.
Can I interrupt?
Yeah, Max.
It's rule number one for a reason.
Right.
Go on. Yeah, that's all I'm going to say.
Yeah. Go on. Thank you, Max. Rule number two, all decisions will be made voluntarily. And so that means nobody's feeling coerced onto any big decisions or choices, okay? 100% volunteer.
100%. And I'm not going to piggyback on everything you say, but I just want to piggyback. Just because it's rule number two doesn't mean it's not important. It just means it's after one. But it's still...
Yeah. Max.
Am I going to? Okay.
Well, yeah. Max, just as a thing, if it's a rule, I think they just assume it's important.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. You good?
Yeah. Upset.
You're upset?
I'm set.
Sorry. Oh, you're set. Oh, okay. You look upset.
That's a tough word. Okay. I'm, you know, looks and words are whatever.
Okay. And our third and final rule, and I would say is the most important, is to be open-minded and flexible. Because we are trying to find some common ground here and meet in the middle. Okay. Just something to keep in mind.
And I just want to say, I actually agree with Joe. Rule number one is not the most important. Rule number three is, and I was sorry about that. I was excited.
Okay.
And I just want to hope that Sheila heard the third rule about being flexible.
Well, I heard it for sure. And I definitely heard it.
Deciding to cook a pot roast actually, It takes a lot of time to make that decision and to make sure you have all the ingredients. And I thought I had bay leaves and I didn't have bay leaves. And I had to go to the store three different times to make sure I had everything. And I'm happy to put it off. I did carve out time for that today. And I think I'm showing that I'm very flexible in being here instead of being like in my kitchen, just with my mise en place and I hear and I'm here.
Okay. So you heard the rules.
Yes.
Okay, great. Thank you, Sheila. And just as a quick final note before we really get into it, if at any point, Sheila or Scott, you want to sidebar with Max and I, or if anybody wants to sidebar with anyone else, that is totally okay. Just let us know. And with
just sidebar really quick, like how many bay leaves do you really think you should put in a pot roast?
one to two, but it's
Joe just said we could sidebar with him or Max. I wasn't trying to sidebar with.
Oh, you didn't say who you were sidebarring with, and I.
Can we sidebar with each other, or is it, can we just sidebar with both of you?
You could sidebar with each other. That might be actually good. That might be a good thing.
I apologize.
You can definitely sidebar, and you can always sidebar with me. I'm really open to sidebars.
Then I apologize.
Thank you.
Nothing to apologize for. You're good.
Yeah.
Everybody's doing great. All three of you are doing great. Okay. We're good.
Bye. I didn't hear what you and Max felt was acceptable amount of bay leaves in a pot roast.
Max, you go first.
Sheila, what did you say?
Well, it's one to two.
For me it's three.
Okay. I would.
I just love bay leaf flavor so much.
Yeah. I would say like 2 to 3.
Right in the middle.
Okay, I see where this is going.
Scott, you good?
Can I ask questions?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
But before you, just remember, please be constructive or whatever. Okay. But
I'm just curious if the rules 1 through 3, no matter the like weight that they hold and importance to this mediation, do those rules also apply to the mediators?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I mean, we're leading this thing. We, you know.
What do you think wrote those rules?
Okay.
Exactly.
Just making sure.
No, we are not biased or here to coerce anyone in any sort of way. And we certainly wouldn't lie.
No, and if you're feeling like, I'll speak for myself. If you're feeling like I'm not upholding the rules, please let me know. Because I'm here for growth as well. Even though I am a licensed mediator as of last week, I know that life is a continued learning experience. And that can even come from not students, but, you know, civilians. Non-mediators. Sorry, we call them civilians. Yeah, we call non-mediators civilians.
Okay.
Okay. So with that, if everyone's good, we'll get into the dispute. Can I just get a thumbs up from everybody so I know we can move on? Great. Awesome. All right. So Scott, you sent me this email a few days ago about a problem you were having with Sheila, and I'm just going to read it. I'm going to read exactly what you wrote to me and we'll get into it. So you said, "Hey Joe, my name is Scott. I need your help really, really bad. About 6 months ago, my coworker Sheila introduced me to her sister. We hit it off really well, and we've been dating ever since. Unfortunately, since we've been together, Sheila and I have been fighting a lot at work, and on a couple of occasions have even stopped talking for days and even weeks at a time. I don't know if she's jealous or what, but we are not as close as we used to be, and things have just been awkward. Please help us find a way to settle our differences, or at the very least, learn to work together. Our jobs depend on it. Thanks, Scott." Okay, so Scott and Sheila, you work together. Sheila, you introduced Scott to your sister. They hit it off and began dating, and it seems like it's caused some tension between the two of you. And it's affecting your job performances. Does that sound about right, Sheila?
To me?
Yes.
Well, yes, I introduced Scott to Sarah just thinking that they would really, you know, be compatible. And I thought that Scott is just so sweet. He's so thoughtful at work. He always fills up paper in the copy machine. It is not part of his job responsibilities, but he does it just out of like being courteous to whoever's using it after him. And I feel like that he's so admirable. But ever since he started dating Sarah, he's just been very short with me, and I don't want to get in fights. It's just he's just so short with me, And I didn't realize that I should be writing an email about it.
Okay. Scott, anything to say to that? And also remind us where you work again?
We work in the front office of the McMillan Meat Packing Factory. So like we do like the office tasks and for a major meat distributor in the area.
Okay. And it sounds like you made quite an impression on Sheila. Do you make an effort to go above and beyond to impress people, or is that just that's just a thing you do? Part of your personality?
I like to think that I am a good person and I do my best, and I miss my friend, and maybe I wouldn't be so short if the email wasn't to the entire company about not dating Sarah, and that
it's okay.
Please. I'm sorry, can I sidebar with Scott real quick?
Sure.
Oh, please.
Max and I will not be listening. Max, don't listen.
Scott?
Yes.
Do you have tissues nearby?
No.
Do you have like a long sleeve shirt nearby that you can use?
You know, I always wear a cardigan in the house. I don't like to be chilly.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure since you're crying that you have some kind of means to take care of yourself.
I'm just getting emotional because I don't understand. Well, maybe we should bring them back in.
We're on our sidebar for now.
Okay, great. How was it?
Yeah, can you recap it? Can you recap it for us?
Yeah.
Scott has a cardigan to wipe his tears with if he needs to.
I always have the house cardigan too.
Okay.
I have three house cardigans that I rotate between.
Yeah.
Okay. Based on chilliness of the, you can kind of tell, even if your home's the same inside, you can kind of, when it's rainy out, you feel it inside even.
I know that we're allowed to ask questions. May I ask a question in this moment?
Absolutely.
This is something that I feel very strongly about, and I just need to know, as far as cardigans go, if a sweater does not have buttons but is in the cardigan shape, do you consider it a cardigan, or is it just a loose open sweater?
You do not know how many times I've Googled that. There's nothing online about it. There's nothing online at all. I don't know.
That's absurd.
I've gone 20 pages deep.
Like 20 pages of Google results search on Google?
I press next 20 times. Maybe that's 21 pages of them. I don't even know.
What do you get to when you're...
It's all Russian. It's all Russian, by the 20, way. It's Russian. I mean, maybe the answer is there. Maybe they know, but I don't speak Russian, so I couldn't tell. And I deactivated my Google Translate.
At what point did you stop counting your tries?
Well, I could look it up. I have a recurring thing on my to-do list app. I do it once a week. Every Thursday evening.
So once a week, you look up cardigans on Google.
You see how long those searches take. It's like 0.0006 seconds. It's very, takes me, 3 minutes, but I do it once a week for the last 5 years.
And how different are the results week to week?
The first page is pretty similar. And then once you get to Russian, I can't tell you.
Mm. Okay.
It's a lot of repeats, though.
That first page is so many ads.
A lot of ads. And I will tell you one thing, too. It might be a similar thing to, like, when you have a kid. Every day they grow a little, but you don't notice. But then you see someone else's kid after 2 years, you're like, whoa, you've shot up. If I'm taking those results every day, I'm not sure I notice the differences. Like, they're so subtle.
Good point.
And can I ask what made you search in the first place?
Desire for knowledge, unanswered questions. Same reason I'm a mediator, to be honest. Closure. Which Sheila, the closure with the buttons.
Yeah, you closure, need a fasten.
That's funny. Can someone, I don't know what to do with that. That's funny. closure.
We can put it in there.
Yeah.
Just write.
The I don't know. Closure. It'll be nice to remember later.
Okay. Closure, but I think parentheses cardigan.
Yeah.
Got it. Closure.
I feel like I took us off a little bit. I didn't mean to.
No, it's okay.
No, it's okay. If we could just do a quick vote on sweaters that are shaped like cardigans that don't have buttons, yay or nay, are they cardigans? And
this is just our intuition, right? Just like our gut. So I don't, like I said, yeah. I don't actually know, but I have a gut take. That's what you're asking for.
Yes.
So wait, repeat the, what are we doing? Sweaters that don't have buttons but open?
Yes, sweaters that are shaped in the cardigan shape but don't have buttons. Do you believe or not believe that they are cardigans?
Oh, I would say yes.
Yay. I'm a yay on that.
I'm a hard nay.
I'm also a hard nay.
You're agreeing on something. Okay, excellent. So we'll move on. So Scott, tell me about when Sheila introduced you to Sarah. Just tell me about that day.
Sure. It was a Friday. It was a work happy hour. It was at an Applebee's. It was 2-for-1 apps. And it was us, Frank in accounting, assistant manager Deb, and I think it was Alyssa from marketing. And Sheila said, hey, my sister Sarah works nearby. I'm going to invite her to come. I think you guys would hit it off. And I was nervous. I haven't dated in a while. I haven't dated in maybe at least a year.
Holy shit. Sorry. Oh my God, sorry.
Wow, that's strong language.
That's unprofessional. I was just shocked by that number.
I can confirm that Scott was very nervous because he did drink 3 amaretto sours very quickly.
Wow. Great drink though.
And it upset my tummy, all of that sugar, but I had to because I was sweating. And then I saw Sarah walk in the door and she was angelic. Some might say like a unicorn. And I just knew that we connected.
What was the first thing she said to you when she walked in?
She said, hi, I'm Sarah. And I said, hi, I'm... What, Sheila? Just say it.
Like, if we're supposed to be completely honest, I think then you do need to admit that she said, hello, I'm Sarah. Because Sarah does not like to use shortened words. She likes full words. She will never use a contraction.
She sounds annoying.
Oh, no.
Hello, I am Sarah. Hello, I am Sarah.
Hello, I am. It's.
She is not annoying. She is okay. Perfect.
She's a unicorn.
Okay, I'm sorry.
To be honest, she is perfect. She is my role model. She is 9 months older than me, and she's everything I want to be when I'm 9 months older than I am now.
What are some of those things?
Well, she is a stickler for grammar, which I think is just one of the best traits that anyone can have, especially when they are so kind to take the time out of their day to correct you when you misuse words and sentences. Or misuse punctuation on internet posts, or
is she one of those there people that will correct you if you use the wrong there?
Well, she does, but yes. She also does it because to her it's there and they are.
Right.
Exactly.
Right. Okay.
She also just has the most side swept bangs that you could ever imagine. She was always very inspired by early 2000 beach bum boys and the way that they could just swoop their hair across their foreheads.
Speaking my language.
She's perfected it in a way that I try every night and I still cannot.
So are we talking like punk beach bums or like preppy beach bums? Like Abercrombie and Fitch or like The Offspring?
Zoomies.
Like preppy beach bums.
Okay.
Hollister.
Like pop collar.
Like Eric Bondetti. Eric Bondetti.
I don't know who that is.
Yeah. I do. Who's and yes. That? I do and yes.
Yeah. Thank you, Max. Okay, so let's talk about.
I sidebar real fast. I hate to interrupt. I hate to interrupt. I would like to sidebar real fast with Scott and Sheila, just for truly a second.
So me. Just me is out. All right, cool.
guys, I don't know who that was, but I felt it was important to support. I don't know who the reference. I don't even I wasn't even listening enough to know the name. If I had to repeat it now, I'm scared, guys. I'm scared. If he repeats it, do you guys remember what he said? I forget the name already.
I think it's Ed.
Eric. Eric. Eric von Bonham.
Eric von Bonham. Okay. I'm gonna go strong. I know Eric that is, guys, but if he calls me out, I cannot lose this mentorship. This is. I hope.
But wait, I thought you were licensed. So if you're licensed.
It's not about you're licensed.
Mentorship you hours after. You gotta,
mentorship hours, and then if I get a recommendation from Joe, okay, I'm set.
What program did you go to again to get that license?
Technion in Israel. Very esteemed international program.
Did you go in person or was this online?
It was a teleclass, yeah. I called it.
Oh, so you actually wasn't video. You just called and
telephone class.
So you just mediated over the phone.
Well, I mean, that was a lot of lectures. So I kind of like listened in and would try and it was very hard to participate because you'd be like, you know, calling in and no one usually picked the phone.
Is it difficult to see our faces?
Right now or in the class?
Yeah. Or is it like seeing our faces while you do this? Is that intimidating since you're not used to
It's
a voice and a face at the same time?
The opposite. I longed for faces. This is a thrill for me to see faces.
Because I'm sorry, Max, can I just sidebar with Scott real quick?
Sure. I'm gonna go join Joe back in the main room. I'll see you guys soon.
Oh no, I'd rather you wait for us first.
Okay. I'll wait in this third one myself.
Okay. Thank you. Scott, I think we should ask Max if he wants us to turn around just to make sure that give him the option in case he is uncomfortable.
I mean, I guess that, but if he's going to be professional, doesn't he need to be ready? Isn't this a professional setting? Fine. Yes, we can do. Okay. Scott, we'll ask him. We can ask.
You're being short with me again, and all I'm trying to do is help someone that we both care about.
I don't care about him. We just met him.
Yeah, but he seems very nice, and he clearly really wants
him.
Joe's approval.
You like him.
I don't like him. I don't like him. Stop it, Scott. Stop it, Scott. I mean, I think he has like a certain, you know, a certain cuteness, but that doesn't mean anything. You can't read my thoughts. What am I thinking?
You're thinking you wish I'd stop being so short and you wish that you could talk to Max after this mediation.
You're a witch.
That you win.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Let's just ask Max what he wants.
Okay, that's I only ask you to be open to asking him if that would make him more comfortable.
I'm open.
I hope he says no. Max?
Yes, hey, welcome back. Hey.
If seeing our faces is uncomfortable for you and very intimidating, Scott and I discussed it and we're more than happy to turn around for the rest of this meeting, if that's helpful to you, whatever's good for you.
First of all, I appreciate that gesture. I realize that that is a gesture. And I will say no, because this is, you know, part of the thing. And if we get back into the main Zoom with Joe and he sees you both turned around, he's going to look at me like, wow, what's going on? And I, you know, he only knows me as Mr. Professional, A plus killer. Me. Like, he really, I'm pretty sure he might start looking up to me one of these days. But
I bet he will.
Thank you. Thank you. But, you know, I still got to get there. I still got to put the work in. So I prepared to do that.
Okay. Okay. You have a great job.
Thank you. Joe said I didn't, which is fun. I don't know why he brought it up, but Joe, I remember Joe said I didn't once. I made a couple of drinks and he actually pointed out as a, it doesn't matter. I don't, you know, I honestly don't even remember. Yeah, whatever. I don't even remember that actually. I kind of forget if it actually happened or not.
I think we're ready to go back in the room.
Yeah.
Hey. Hey guys.
Hey Joe.
Are we good?
Hi Joe.
Hey.
Yes.
Hey Max. Max, these sidebars should be brief.
Okay? And I know I even said brief a couple times when I was going to do it. I didn't think I used the word brief.
Did you? I hope you were reminding them to keep it short.
You know what? It was on me.
Okay.
I thought someone was going to say it wasn't this. I thought someone else might say it's actually not his fault, it's my fault, but I guess no one else wanted to do the I Am Spartacus thing.
No, we did, okay. To be honest, Scott and I sidebar inside.
See, I told you.
The sidebar that we had with Max. So there was two sidebars, and maybe if you divide the amount of time by two, and then the resulting post Scott and I sidebar, like if you do that math, maybe that will. Now. Does the amount of time seem appropriate?
No, it still falls on Max. It felt over.
Yeah,
it felt
over. In the moment, I can feel that happening. Yeah.
At any point, if anybody wants to sidebar with me, you know, I can be in sidebars too. All right. Yeah, you don't have to. I don't want you to force it, but it's an option. Okay. So I think I remember what my question was going to be. I want to know about what work is like for the two of you now. What are your positions? How closely do you work together? How is this little tiff affecting your job performances?
Well, my desk is to the left of Scott's desk in the office. And I'm very close to the bulletin board where we keep all of the fun events that are going around the office. It's also where you can find out if like when a flu shot will be happening, because we try and always coordinate a nurse practitioner to come on site to give everyone a flu shot. So I'm kind of like, you could say that my area of the office is kind of where the hustle and bustle happens.
Like the water cooler. So what's your position? Like, what do you do specifically? So we know where your desk is. It's where the hustle and bustle is. What do you do? Like,
well, I'm a people person, so.
Okay. You're still not answering my question. What is your title?
Receptionist.
Thank you. Sorry for being short.
Like, it's, you know, it's just the thing is that I feel like saying receptionist, because that's what shows on my W-2s, that's not completely giving you the full scope of my position. Because I do a lot more. Like, you could consider me office manager because I do so much to help out the office in general. You know,
is there an official office manager? Does someone else actually have that title?
Well, Kelly is the official office manager, but even she has said before that I am the backbone of the office, which I think is what a good office manager would be. So it's almost like I am.
I would just like to say that Kelly, but
not Kelly, because I would be.
No, go ahead. No, Scott. Fine, go. I would just like to say that Kelly says.
Scott, are you crying again?
No.
If you hold it back, it's not crying. That's actually true. Yeah, it's not a cry. Officially, whatever.
I'm the heart of the office. I work in sales. I'm also a people person. And like Sheila said, we do rely on her a lot. She basically is the assistant to the office manager. I mean, you're not Kelly.
I mean, I'm not Kelly, but it's like, I'm the receptionist, but I'm the office manager. And Kelly is just, Kelly's just there until retirement. Look, can we be honest? I mean, I think that's part of the rules. I just don't think Kelly's heart is in it. So if your heart's not in your job, should you even be allowed to use that title?
Yeah. And where does Kelly sit? So the reception desk is out front. To the left of the reception desk is a sales desk.
You have to understand that, like, at McMillan Meat, like, the office is a very small part of a large building where we slaughter cows and package them, butcher them, package them, and distribute them. So we're just a small place. The office part is just very small.
Well, the only reason I brought it up is I wonder if there's some other residual workplace tension where someone comes in and says, hi, I'm here to see, and Scott's to Sheila at the reception desk, and right next to that, Scott's on the phone saying, we'll sell you 1,000 slabs of, venison, and you're like, it's a lot of crosstalk.
I'm so sorry, Max, but I do have to stop you there because we do not deal with deer meat.
Ah, well, you caught me, amateur.
We're primarily cows and some pork, beef. Some pork, but I'm so sorry to
know. No, I mean, and that gets to the point of, I don't know the answers. I'm dipping my toes in asking questions because I don't work there. I'm not there every day. I'm trying to just promote ideas. And if I get it wrong, hey, call me out. I'm first to, slap my own wrist. So thank you, Sheila. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. And I think it's very great that you can take feedback from a strong woman.
Oh yeah. My mom and all my aunts just constantly yell at me. And at this point, bounces off me. When my aunts yell at me, whatever. I don't even care. I just keep eating. I keep eating Thanksgiving. Keep eating yams. Doesn't matter. Yell all you want.
Yams are great.
Uh-huh. Agreed.
I like that you compared yourselves to the backbone and the heart of the office. If you've ever seen Brink, you know that... Eric Von Detten's character was the heart and the backbone of his
team. Max, are you laughing because you agree or you disagree?
Just fond memories of watching Brink. Just me and my buds.
What was your favorite scene? I forget.
Ugh.
We were just talking about it.
Gotta be the skate scene.
Which one?
First one's okay, but I love the second one.
The second skate scene? Yeah.
Never seen it.
You should. Oh, you gotta. So yeah, good. You gotta.
It was a Disney Channel movie back in the, Max, I want to say like 98, 99.
Well, in that area, certainly. Yeah, around then. Gotta be. I mean, give or take, years. my brain did a Y2K, so all that stuff's kind of a jumble for me.
What does that mean, your brain did a Y2K? Well,
how computers were supposed to do Y2K. And then some brains, no computers did, but some brains did. I was one of the brains that Y2K'd.
Well, you should have turned your brain off before midnight. Oof.
Woulda, shoulda, coulda, my friend.
Yeah. Okay, so we're...
I'm sorry, can I do a quick vote?
What are we voting on?
Just a yay or nay, were you scared? The New Year's Eve for Y2K.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Nay for me. Yay. Nay for me, and it forbid my butt.
Yay.
Yay! I was scared.
Oh, there you go. You bring an umbrella; it doesn't rain. Am I right?
That's wise.
Sarah always remembers to bring an umbrella. Always.
What kind of umbrella does Sarah have?
It's like a one of those giant, it looks like half of an eggshell, one of the giant clear plastic ones. The
very effective.
Very effective.
You can still see her great hair underneath because it's, you know, see-through. So like you're not missing any piece of the ensemble.
She likes it because when the water flows down the plastic of the umbrella, when the light refracts off the rain, it makes rainbows.
I'm sorry, I'm getting distracted. Max, that the degree hanging up on your wall, is that from the mediation certificate from what was it called?
Technion.
That's
it. No, my Technion one's over here on this wall.
Oh, I see.
That one there is, I had my high school driving ed teacher make me a certificate.
That's so sad.
A joke mask?
Yeah.
Where is your mediation degree? Where's that one from?
Oh, I am uncertified. I'm aspiring a professional mediator, but I am an avid people pleaser. So this is just a hobby of mine.
But if you ask around, his reputation is stellar.
Everyone's heard of me.
Yeah.
I understand. Because, like, I don't have the position of office manager, and clearly that is, like, above my position. But if you ask around, everyone will tell you that I'm much more effective than the average office manager. So I
Frank totally would say yes, because they kissed after the Christmas party last year. And Deb would probably say maybe it depends on whether... Kelly's in a mood that day or not.
I'm sorry, Frank kissed Sheila or Kelly at the Christmas party?
I don't know if I'm supposed to say it right now after the way Sheila's looking at me right now. So I don't remember at this time.
It's interesting, Scott, that you brought that up kind of unprovoked.
And Scott, you mentioned in our meeting, our first meeting privately, that Frank was your brother?
Yes, Frank is my brother.
That's so, oh my gosh, what are the odds of that?
I would think low for the odds question.
If I had to put a percentage on it, no more than like 14.
Max, yeah, max 14, I would think. Even that feels high.
14% or 14 out of a what?
14%.
Okay.
Like, I'll put it in terms you two might understand. If you you had 100 slabs of meat.
Okay, this sounds condescending.
You had 100 slabs of meat, and like 14 of them went bad. And then but the other 786 of them were really still like in great condition. And then you threw them all in a pile and you closed your eyes and you took one out. You would have a 14% chance of getting a bad slab of meat. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Wait, so... Joe, I'm going to need to ask a clarifying question.
Okay.
Is the probability of Scott and Frank being brothers is like a spoiled slab of beef?
Choose the numbers, the numbers.
There's at most a 14% chance that you, Sheila, would set up Scott with your sister, but you would kiss Frank, who is Scott's brother.
Well, the kiss with Frank did happen long before Scott and Sarah started.
Well, if it was at the same time, I mean, that would even be less. That drops the percent huge. If you all both kiss at the same moment, that's, I don't know, 12%? Yeah. Nine, I don't know. Yes, maybe.
And in Sheila's defense, it was a mistletoe situation. But also in my defense, Sheila was carrying around the mistletoe.
It's true. I did kiss the majority of my coworkers that night. But I also think, in a way, I helped like really spread the festive Christmas spirit.
Max, you love Christmas. I can just tell.
Oh, yeah. Big Christmas guy. Mostly I love trees. And family. And presents.
Do you have a favorite Christmas movie?
Oh, yeah.
Can we go around real quick and everyone say their favorite Christmas movie?
Yeah.
Max, you go first.
I mean, are y'all going to call me a baby elf? Because he's like a big and small at the same time.
Baby. Anyone else?
My favorite. Sorry, Scott. Are you crying again?
I was just thinking about this movie. Just go.
Well, my favorite Christmas movie is the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer claymation movie that I don't know the title of, so I can never search for it at Christmas time. But when I stumble upon it, it's wonderful.
I think that's just the name of it, is Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. I could be wrong. Oh. Scott, you good? You want to go last, or are you ready to answer?
I'm ready to answer. Mine is Olaf's Frozen Adventure. It's a Christmas spinoff of Frozen. Olaf is a character in Frozen.
I need to watch that. I need to see that.
That's a really good answer, Scott. Thank you for sharing.
Joe?
Well, I was going to say Elf, but Max stole mine. So I'll say...
Is that why you called him a baby?
Yes. He stole my answer and I was
jealous. Couldn't tell who said it, but now I'm glad I now know. That's fine. And that's okay.
But I will give another answer and say Bad Santa, just because I think it's very underrated.
Mm.
That's edgy.
It's an edgy Christmas.
It's rated R. I tend to not watch rated R movies.
Okay.
For the best.
Max loves R-rated movies.
I can tell, by the way, he said holy S word earlier.
I love R-rated movies, but I also understand they're not for everybody. Not everyone can run with the horses. Some people got to trot with the ponies.
That's a really good analogy.
Yeah. And I took a big pause in between, and I think that's – I need to, like, land it. Like, let me take a nice juicy pause and figure it out.
Do you want to try it again?
I could probably do better if I had an even longer pause.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Well, some people run with the horses, and other people trot with the –
I think that pause was shorter than the first time. I'm sorry. I don't mean to interrupt. One more time.
I don't know where I'm pausing now. I was pausing before the last part. But I may have had another pause. I didn't even notice because I was so in my head looking for something. Guys, sometimes I just go in my head and this is not me being mean. This is me being a human to y'all. Sometimes I just spend some time in my head. Just hang out in there. And it can be great, and it can be complex. And a lot of times, I come out with answers.
What color? What colors in your head?
I mean, I don't know the exact like paint color it'd be, but it's in the green family. But it's not. It is a color. If I said green, you're picturing a green, and it might not be the right green, but it's a green.
Color of envy.
Interesting. Oof. I'll spend some time with that one later today. I'll spend some time with that one.
Well, listen, we got almost nowhere on the dispute today, which is okay. But we do have to wrap things up.
Sheila, yes. Joe, can I sidebar with you real quick before we wrap everything up?
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
You want to sidebar with me?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Max and Scott, just give us a...
Yeah, we know how it works.
Sure.
Okay. Hey, what's up?
Hey, Joe.
Yeah.
I just think, like, you know, when you're wrapping everything up, it might really mean a lot to Max if you give him a compliment. I just think if you can, you know, give him, like, a pat on the back verbally... It would really.
Here's the thing. He's not a very good mediator.
Do you think he could be?
I don't think so. I don't think he has it. I think he chose a terrible school that nobody can even pronounce the name of. I think it was in Russian. I think it was a Russian school, which is fine. But for a kid who clearly doesn't speak Russian, and it was all over telephone. I don't know if you know that. It's all over telephone. I don't think he knows what he's doing. Yeah.
Do you think the best mediators just like learn it on the streets like you did?
That's how I did. I went to the School of Mediation Hard Knocks. I learned it on the street the hard way.
Well, maybe you could take them under your wing and show them some tough love. He really, really wants to make you proud. And I'm not invested, though if he asked me on a date, I would say yes, but that's not here or there. And I just want you to know that I think just you two seem to have like just a great rapport. And maybe you should think about really investing time into, he could be a fun sidekick.
All right. Yeah, I'll say something nice. I'll think of something, unless you have something in mind.
I don't know. Like I would say, like, maybe talk about
like Brink?
His eyebrows.
His eyebrows. Okay.
I find when you like notice small things like that, people really respond.
Okay.
Or maybe not even about the face, though you could find great things about the face. You could also maybe about like that banjo he has in the background, because that's a cool instrument to just like have laying around.
Okay.
What would you want to be complimented on?
What do I have laying around? I have a fireplace that I like a lot. I think it'd be cool if somebody said they liked my fireplace behind me.
Okay.
Is that weird? That's stupid.
No, it's not stupid.
Thank you. I didn't know looked up to me so much. I tend to zone him out when he's talking to me.
Yeah. I mean, he like drools a little bit every time you talk.
Yeah.
We can wrap up now.
All right, guys, we're back. We're going to wrap up.
And the maestro shows you how a sidebar is done quick and easy.
You see how brief that was?
Lesson.
In yep. and out.
Every day a new course, some coursework, and I got schooled today.
Yeah. Max, I meant to tell you, it's just been distracting me so much. I was looking in the background of your office, and I love how the you have two windows and the blinds are just like so even. Like your eyebrows are even.
Oh.
Your eyebrows match each other. Match, yeah.
Wow.
So I don't know. I just wanted to mention.
Oh my God. are we sure we have to end? Just getting started with a compliment fest over here. We could go on for a lot more compliments in any direction, like all the directions you could do.
Well, I'll tell you what we do. This is actually a segment something that we like to do towards the end of each mediation. And we have already started. Why don't we go around and just give each other compliments, specifically Scott and Sheila, but you know, it can go any which way.
And they're all physical or?
They can be physical, but they don't have to be. Maybe I'll encourage you not to make physical compliments to each other, but you do you.
Someone's begging to be complimented. You got to compliment that.
Scott, you look a mixture of upset, anxious, and still trying to not cry.
No, I don't mind starting at all. Thank you, Joe. I'll start with you two. Thank you for giving me this opportunity to work this out with Sheila. I feel like we've maybe made some progress, maybe not as much as I would have liked, but I definitely think this was definitely worth the $10,000 we paid the two of you.
Each.
I also, Joe.
And that is under
sure,
the table.
Sure, of course. And all
friends and family discount.
Mm-hmm. It's all in $20 unmarked bills, like you said. Mm-hmm. Joe, I really want to say that
no
I really...
No blue shit. None of that blue stuff that explodes on you. I hate that blue exploding stuff.
It's so annoying. You cannot, you can't get it off a cardigan, I'll tell you that.
Good luck.
Joe, I think that you're a professional. You kept your sidebars tight. And I really like the decor of, I can't see the rest of your place, but your place looks great. Your fireplace, amazing. That mantle is, wow. It looks like custom. Max, your jawline's adequate.
I'll take it. I'll take that as a win.
And I think you would be a good fit for someone who is smart and funny and strong and would be ready to step into the place of a manager if a manager retired too early or too late in some people's opinions if you're single.
I am very single, but also deeply asexual, but I appreciate that very much. Thank you.
Sure. And Sheila?
If you have any questions about asexuality,
no,
please ask me. I'm trying good. To get the
I'm not, good. I know exactly what it is. So
people are undereducated, and you know, it's not a huge percent of people, but it's something that I'm happy to talk about. So you have my email, feel free at any time. You have questions, let me know. Proceed. Sorry to interrupt. I just had to get it out there.
Sheila, I miss our lunches together. I miss Applebee's. I miss when you give me your cardigan because I'm too cold in the office, and so I double up. I miss doing PowerPoint presentations. And I just miss us, and I just wish you would accept that I am going to marry your sister.
That's all I've been waiting to hear. I just feel like you haven't been open with me, and I knew you were holding back, and I want you to be my brother, but I didn't want to get involved with Frank because, like, honestly, like, Frank just, like, likes to keep a beard, and it's just, like, always at that length where it's a little too pointy, and...
I know.
I want you to be part of the family.
Max, are you crying too?
Joe, we did it. Joe, we did it.
Oh, this is amazing. Oh. Any more compliments from anybody to anybody?
Well, you know, I just want to say that, like, Scott, you're great. And I'm so glad that... So glad I understand why you've been like open but standoffish, why you've been like a best friend but like my biggest enemy, and it all, like, I'm glad we could put that behind us.
Me too.
Joe, I think your fireplace is just you know, very sturdy, and it looks like it's one that works by putting logs in it, and
it does work.
I think that's great. Oh, this is such an emotional day. And Max, I just want you to know that, like, I was going to ask you if you wanted to eat some pot roast with me one day, but I will just drop the recipe in the email, and I think you should, you know, just enjoy it on your own time and add an extra bay leaf if that's really what you want.
You guys make me so proud right now.
Max, I think she's asking you out.
No, I would have, but now I'm respecting.
Yeah, it's not. Gotcha. Nothing's gonna happen. You're great. Nothing's gonna happen. It's just there's nothing, no That's interest, fair. Anywhere, any which way.
Okay.
And I'm okay. And honestly, I'm happy.
It's okay.
You know, and it's actually a lifestyle that suits me.
Well, this is amazing. I think we've never gone. So little into an issue and have come out with such a great result all around. This has really been amazing. Max, kudos to you. You know, I didn't like you for the longest
Me
time,
too.
But just within these last 5 minutes, you've really changed. Wow. You didn't like yourself, or you didn't like me?
First.
Oh, wow. Okay. You might want to unpack that.
I'm good.
Yeah. When you're in your head, think about
that. Some time there. And Joe, I just want to thank you, Joe. I learned so much today. And in the last session, even though you had me in the waiting room most of the time, but this time letting me really get my feet in, and just, I think I learned so much. And I want to thank all of you for being teachers and friends.
Yeah, Scott and Sheila, thank you so much for opening yourselves up and being open-minded and flexible and truthful. And the third rule, you were that too.
The most important one.
The most important one. So as all good mediations end with plugs, does anybody have plugs? Anything they would like to plug? Cardigans, bay leaves, meat distributors?
I mean, I will say that when you get your meat, don't get it on sale. Just pay for the good stuff.
It's a very good tip. Thank you.
Go ahead.
I was going to plug asexual.org. It's a great font of information. You can learn a lot about a very natural and as becoming more well-known and well-understood. I think a lot of people are realizing, hey, that actually sounds like it might be me. So if it sounds like you or like someone you know, educate yourself.
Well, if we're talking about great resources for asexuality, I think if you listen to the Janine Garofalo episode on Dyking Out on asexuality, it's a great place to start.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Thank you. Scott, anything?
Nothing that I can think of. Me and Sarah are doing a podcast on March 16th.
Oh, wow. Is it like a relationship podcast?
No, we're just getting together with another couple, our friends, Joe and Gab, and the four of us really loved the Aaron Express because it brought together a lot of fellowship and it really brought the city together. And since we can't do that right now, we're going to do a little virtual drinking thing with our, you know, with our friends the night before St. Patty's.
Is this where you're going to propose?
It is. Because there's nothing more romantic than getting engaged on the Aaron Express.
I will say the thing I'm most mad that the pandemic stole from us is St. Patty's Day in Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. And the weekend before and the weekend after. It stole that from us. And I don't know. I almost feel like I should just vomit on my own floor and step in it to get some taste of it.
Well, thank you again, all three of you. This was really fruitful, I think. Is that a good word to use?
Perfect. Perfect. Probably word. Not.
Perfect. Oh, thanks, Max.
Guys, sidebar. I don't know what that word means. Quick sidebar. What does that word mean?
I think it means like a bowl of fruit, which everyone loves.
Oh, then he used it right. Okay, good.
I just thought it meant juicy. Yeah.
Either way works, I think. All right, sorry, Joe. Back to you.
This has been a big bowl of fruit. Thank you all. And our meeting has officially ended, so you're welcome to log off. This has been Fair Deal Podcast. I'd like to thank my guests, Scott Campbell, Sheila Master, and Max Sittenfield. And thank you to Stephanie for the inspiration for this episode. If you have a dispute that you'd like to hear settled on the podcast, email us at faireadealpodcast@gmail.com. And if you enjoyed this, please give us a follow on Facebook and Instagram. I'm Joe Wendelhovich. Thanks for listening.
Bye.